who he is, and then I'm bothered that he's doing this thing, and then I'm not letting myself be who I am. And we say, just sort of chill out about it, and give yourself some feeling of comfort in knowing that everyone will get it when they reemerge.
That's
and
what I did.
Meanwhile, live by the clarity of your example. And we know there are a lot of people that when you live, Jerry and Esther get it too, when you are joyful in life because you're not worried about Satan, you're not worried about death, you're not worried about all those boogeymen that have been conjured by others who have sought to control you, you're not worried right. about those because you've been practicing thoughts and you've been showing yourself how the full presence of goodness or not is in your control, and so you've practiced it enough that you really, really know. But they don't know that you know because they don't know. And so then they use you as their excuse to worry. In other words, oh, you don't know what I know, and you should be afraid like I'm afraid, and I'm worried that you're not afraid like I'm afraid. But you have no choice other than to try to please them and be afraid. That's what a whole lot of people are doing. A whole lot of people are following that path in order because they are not wanting to displease others.
Right.
But you don't do anything that is valuable for any other when you sacrifice your alignment with Source in order to give them some sense of control. If we were standing in your physical shoes, mm-hmm. and the subject of non-physical comes up between you and your mate, we would say from our place of absolute knowing, I am so looking forward to death. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm ready to go, but because I believe with everything that I am that upon my death experience, I will then really experience the fullness of all that I've become. And I am so exhilarated to really be all that I am. And then add quickly behind it, but I got a sense that I can do that here and now because sometimes I catch glimpses of it. Sometimes I feel so happy that I know there is no greater happiness. Sometimes I feel so full that I'm certain that there's no separation between me and whatever that is. And so I'm not in a rush to reemerge into that because I feel I have access to it while I'm here. But I'm not worried about reemerging into it either. And just keep speaking from your point of view. And it is our promise to you that everyone deep down knows that because you knew it coming in. It was the bargain that you struck. You know who you are. You've just layered that knowing up and covered it up with all kinds of stuff that you've picked up along your physical trail. But every time someone speaks the truth that is at the core of you, you feel a resonance with it, whether you're ready to accept it in that moment or not. So now, here's the next key thing for you. A person is least ready to accept the goodness of that which is Source when they feel the worst. And yet that's the time when most physical beings try to pounce on them with good stuff. In other words, don't wait till you see someone in despair and worrying about death and dying to explain how frisky you feel about it, because they're not going to hear you. Instead, in the moments when you're watching a sunset and you're both in rapture and you're feeling exhilarated about life, in those moments, say it. In those moments, say, oh, I'm so tuned in, tapped in, turned on. I don't think there's a hair's difference between how I will feel if I were Source and how I feel in this moment. In other words, build some of those bridges from your place of feeling wonderful. And then, when you don't feel so good, make the comment, I got myself pinched off from who I am. Doesn't feel good. I'm going to see if I can't find some thoughts that tune me back into that. And anyone who's watching you, you bounced up here, up these stairs and into this chair, exhibiting an exhilaration of life that was refreshing just to see with eyes, you see. No one could watch you feeling like that and not feel uplifted. So you do it for a room full of strangers. Surely you can do it for the man you love.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Abraham. Thank you. 6 months ago, I've never before been in the proximity of Esther or Jerry, or you, I suppose. And 6 months ago, my wife and I decided to come on this cruise, and I realized I might get the opportunity to ask a question, and I so wanted to interact with you. And so I set out to try to find the perfect question. And
well, there isn't one, so you can go back.
I came up with marvelous questions.